He followed you everywhere. He was killed for no reason by a vicious honky. As soon as you saw the man beating the dog with a rake, you could hardly see the man because of your anger. But the Bible had taught you to be content, that you were not to speak up to a white man. Well, I'm telling you, you speak up to anyone that oppresses you. I know King James is erroneously, printed many things, like servants obey your masters, slaves obey your masters, women keep silence in the churches, suffer not the women to teach. But that was mistaken, because King James, get my letter, Killeth, and read it closely. You'll see how he was the one that sent, see that she has a copy, the good ship Jesus. It was the one that sent the good ship Jesus to Africa to bring back the first blacks in chains. The letter has killed us. That's why you need to get the spirit that I've got now that's magnetizing. You thought you was... No, I won't say that. You again recently picked up a stray dog with sores all over its body. And you nursed it back to health. Even though you don't have enough heart to take care of yourself. And I'll do something about that too.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you. In the last 12 years, your vision has become steadily worse until 4 years ago. Until 4 years ago when you began to barely see even shadows. I'll work on that in just a minute. Have you begun to believe that there is not an ordinary man in this place?
Yes, oh, yes.
Not only have you suffered with this terrible blindness, but you have also had to face the agonizing pain of a crippling condition as well.
Yes.
Over 15 years ago, you fell carrying the only child you ever conceived.
Oh, yes.
That's what I mean about the sky god. You can't believe in the sky god. You've got to believe in something you see. The horrible thing I'm about to say to this woman that I know in my mind. I saw today in the paper, I mentioned George Wiley, a civil rights man, good man. He went out on the water and he drowned, fell off the boat. And his little son, he said, please hurry, throw me the rope. But the rope wasn't there and the man died, but he didn't know me. And think of the guilt that little boy will have. Now on your paper today, it mentions a couple of young kids going through the desert, and they were buried. One of them was buried alive. Think of the agony of that. And the front page of your paper says there's 8 million blacks in the sub-Sahara that are starving to death. And you say, you can't take me. One woman walked out of here and said, I don't worship anything I can see. I worship the unknown God. And Paul said, you're entirely too superstitious. Paul said that in your Bible, because you have a superscription, an inscription to the unknown God. I tell you, you cannot worship anything you don't see. Now, I'm not talking about worship, because I don't want anyone to worship me. You can't love anything you don't see. And all the Bible is fulfilled in this saying, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. And you can't love God if you don't see God. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, this day you've seen God. And if you fulfill that saying, you can put your Bible away. When you have your contract on your house, that's like a type of a Bible, and you pay your house off, you can throw the contract away. When you fulfill a contract, you don't need it anymore. And the contract's fulfilled in one saying, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Oh, how beautiful this is. You're a beautiful woman and you've known about love. Then when this happened 15 years ago, you fell carrying the child. The only child you ever had. The child died because of that fall. And you were never then again able to have children. And you cannot walk a step without crutches. Because it injured your spine. Pinched a nerve in the legs. Your legs are numb. Chipped away parts of your vertebrae. Now your actual spine has disintegrated. That's what the doctor Shepherd said. It had disintegrated. Yes. Yes. Now, first, now, Mother, will you work with me? Will the eyes? I'll show you some objects. Anybody got a black book? Good for nothing but this. The black book won't do it. Oh, that's no good. That's no good. That's no good. I'll take another kind of book. No. The black book never give anything to, but they never give any life, because you know what I'm talking about now. I just undid what I was attempting to do. I mentioned what it was, and everybody knows what I mean by black book. You can see nothing but shadows, is that correct?
Yes.
Unable to walk.
Yes.
I have come in the name of Jesus. I have come in the fathership degree. I am a God. As Jesus said, ye are gods. I am that one, the I am that I am. What am I waving before your hands? What am I waving before your eyes, rather? A what? Yes, well, I mentioned that, but what color is it? Red it is. Hands clasped. Now what am I waving? My arm. We're coming. Now what am I waving?
Hand.
Yeah, I'm waving a hand. I am. What? How many fingers on the hand? Now wait. Don't move, sister. Don't you move. You'll be dead as he is. He doesn't hear me. He's dead. From the standpoint of mortal understanding, he cannot hear anything. You saw four. Hands clasped. I must jot down something that's private to you now. Now how many fingers do you see?
Two.
Now what do you see?
Kalama.
What color?
Red.
Period. Now, I'm waving something now. It really tests your faith. A lot of people who were not blind could not see this. What am I now waving?
A rubber band.
Hands clasped. Now, sister, the face tie. You can see now. I want you to lay down the crutches. Lay them down. And begin to walk. Mila, Mila, Ma, Mila, Ma, Mila, Ma, Mila, Ma. If you sit down, you could see her better, because some want to see it. You can raise your hands in worship if you want to. Now quit moving, child. Come on, child. You saw, you told me you saw a rubber band. Now I have faith in you. I am God. I said straighten your back. Straighten it.
Straighten it. Straighten it. Straighten it. Now, sister. Rock. 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 Don't you worry. Look to me. Look and live. Remember what I said in the name of Jesus. Look. Only a look. Only a look will bring salvation. Look. Come. 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 You've never taken a step without a crutch for 12 years. That'll give you faith. Come. 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 See it. Lama kashayana mahana masaya namadidiya. Come. Now, sister, the same daring faith that caused you when you were blind to see the rubber band, I want you to run. Run! 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 Spirit! Run! Straighten up your back! Straighten up your back! Run! Run! Straighten up! Straighten that back! Straighten the back! Straighten it up! Straighten it up! Straighten it up! Straighten it up! That's it! All the way! Straighten it up! Dog. Now, sister, you're not running. I want you to run. I said run. Now, that's it. Run. Hit it. Run around here one more time. Run on the other side. Run on the other side. There's a sister that needs arthritic condition being healed. When you go by her, and you go by her, Mary Phillips, when you go by the arthritis, just let her, let the anointing move. Now run, sister, run, run. Run, run, God. Hey, Spirit God, Spirit God. Oh, that is in the twinkling. Oh yes, 5,000 souls these days. Oh yes, oh, what a mighty God with the glory. Children, I'm going to tell you. You better look at a woman. Her back was bent. Her back was stiff. Her legs wouldn't move. Now she's running like a newborn child. Come on, child. Oh, he said, no, the be thou removed. Oh, before, get up and walk. And she walked in the twinkling, she's right in the twinkling of an eye. Today he raises the dead. Oh yes, 5,000 souls he saved. Oh yes, what a mighty goal. Got him? Got the rope? Heart, cancer, kidneys, high blood pressure. Healing down the line, and if you just touch, same Jesus. It's the same Jesus.
It will vanish in the twinkling of an eye. Today he raises the dead.
Sister Jewel, is it all lifted? You're having such a terrible pain. Is it all gone?
Yes, it's gone.
All right.
Oh, he said to the crippled, get up and walk. And in a twinkly, oh,
as I left the stage, I cannot leave that man up there in his condition. So come on out. Come on out now. I awakened you when I stepped off the stage. I think your name is Caldwell. Arise. You'll arise now. Arise. Arise. He said. Now, time to get up. Dance, brother. Dance. You'll feel good now. There won't be any trouble in that leg. Just dance. Ha! He's raising. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, what a mighty God on earth. Oh, he said to the cripples, oh, cancer be thou removed. Oh, vanish in a twinkling. Sickle cell anemia, you'd have died, but your sickle cell anemia is gone now. Oh. Hey, little touch on the heart. You feel warmth there? Just lift your hands and clap them three times. I saved you from a heart attack in 3 minutes. Go! Oh. But it pulls on my garment that bad. I'll save you. You just... Oh, today he raises the dead. Oh, yeah. Right up. Nobody will be hurt. Oh, when anybody falls under the power,
yes.
You're all right. Just saved her. She fell because she healed. She's all right. Healed of heart trouble, blood pressure. Nurse! Save you something that would eat you away. Thousand today. Oh, yes. Get your faith. Just keep your faith. Keep your faith. Anyone wants to try to walk? Anyone wants to try to move? Just do so. Now the person that was crippled just tried to walk on their own. I don't have to call you out. If you see,
yes.
Just like you had trouble in your back. Now, is it gone? Is it gone?
No.
Surely.
Thank God.
Hold it. He's still alive. The consciousness of the presence of God is the source of all support.
Tell me, you need to come on out the valley because there's a purpose for you. Nobody out there's got any strokes. Out of 10,000 people, I've never had a stroke. But don't tell me. You see, I'm hearing the hundredfold. And you've got to see, the more you see of God in me, this woman saw me as God. That's why she was crippled, blind, and now she's healed. That's why the woman back there left her crutch. That's why the woman over there, the paralyzed side, was healed. Because they saw me as God. But when you start telling me something, you see me as man. You have to have faith and keep coming and see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. God and not another. Bless you. Bless you, God.
Does that every good desire? Oh, the spirit of the consciousness and presence of God is the source of all supply. It can.
You have a blood pressure problem, you have an eye problem. Now you look clear. Look out. Do you see everything clearly? Is everything clear? Beautiful. You would have been blind, but not now because I came. Beautiful. Beautiful. Different ones. Oh, I wish I could take you all home with me. Wish I could take you all home with me. Remember, we have to have the buses here at 6 o'clock. You must stay and give away home for people if you've got a car to keep these healings and to get these healings. You must stay and share. You know,
share. It's a problem. You must stay and share. It's all right. Let her worship. Let her worship. Touch. I won't hurt you. Nothing but life here. Just saved this woman's business. Just today saved her business. Just today. God, she's losing her business. Now she won't lose it. I love him.
Yeah.
Do you love him? If you will say it, if you will know it, you won't have to say it, please. Keep coming. Please be sure you're on a mailing list when you get your oil or the pictures of the Blue Cross. If you want to be saved, just call upon the name of God right now. Just right now. We'll come back to Philadelphia when the hearts are ready. Tell 20 people a day. That's the key to life. No one's ever died. No one's died in our valley. 10,000 in our mother church. No one. Spirit God. Oh,
I love you.
So busy, I haven't even had chances to bathe or to cut my hair. We must go on to Washington tomorrow. Many of you come up, everyone that will share your home for our people tonight, come up on the balcony now, up on the platform. Anyone that needs a ride home, you come up around the organ. And anyone that will share your cars, do so. If there's anyone that wants to give their life to Christ, come out of the aisles now. Don't now go home. Share, because this is the way you'll get your healing. When you get my teachings, when you get my teachings, you'll get your healing. You'll get your protection. Draw your neighbor close to you and sing, oh, I love him. Church of God, them healed of a separate fatal disease. I called them out and all four of them were healed of a separate fatal disease. That's what I've been doing. In the balcony, a woman gave a proper amount of money and saved her from a stroke. It wasn't what she gave, it was because she gave what she'd been prospered with. Bless your hearts. Now those that will offer their homes, come up. The buses must leave here sharply, so it'd be best if you go to your church rather than, what is the time?
That's right.
It's better that you go to the Church of the Advocate than that you take any chance that you don't get back.
That's right.
Because at 6 o'clock we must move out to go to see the congressman. I do love you. I do love you. And if you'll take a picture of me, I guarantee you, you'll live. You'll live. Look and live, sister. Look and live. God, 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 God.